Well, as you may have heard earlier, police in Turkey have now arrested more than 1,100 people following a wave of protests. The demonstrations, the largest in more than a decade, follow the jailing of the mayor of Istanbul. He's seen as the main rival to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Jasper Mortimer is a journalist based in Turkey and he's on the line. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. There have been several nights of unrest now, so what's been happening today?
Well, the latest today is that the largest opposition party in the country, the Republican People's Country Party, to which Ekrem İmamoğlu, the mayor of Istanbul, belongs, formally announced that İmamoğlu will be its candidate for president in the next elections. And this confirms the result of yesterday's informal election. When the party held a primary. The point of the primary was initially to allow party members to have a role in choosing the candidate. But after İmamoğlu's detention on Wednesday, the primary was opened up to non-members, and it became a vehicle for rallying the nation behind İmamoğlu and against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And yesterday, 14.85 million people came to these informal polling stations that were set up in parks and school halls. 13 million of them were non-party members. And so it basically became a matter that people who are too old to take part in the nightly demonstrations, too old to risk being bombarded by police water cannon and rubber bullets, they came and voted at these polling stations as an opportunity to express their contempt for Erdogan's trying to push İmamoğlu out of the race. In the polling station in my street, which is in a little park where the Muhtar's office is, two people in their 90s walking with walking sticks came and voted, and several people in wheelchairs voted.
Tell us then about Mr. İmamoğlu. Why is he so popular?
Well, he's a businessman. He's 53. He's born in a small town in the northwestern Trabzon province, the same part of the country that Erdogan hails from. He took a degree in business administration from Istanbul University. He started working in the family's construction business. He entered politics in Istanbul, becoming the mayor of a small district. And then in 2019, he became the mayor of the whole city. The important thing about him politically is that he is a right-of-center person who appeals to the Islamic voters. So he competes with Erdogan for the votes of the conservative half of the country. However, he's got enormous charisma. Erdogan has good reason to fear him.
Do you get the sense, Jasper, that these protests are likely to continue?
Yes, yes. How long? Nobody can say. The question is, how long can they be sustained? President Erdogan believes he can sit them out and eventually people will acquiesce to İmamoğlu's imprisonment. İmamoğlu is facing 5 court cases. And if he is convicted on any one of them, part of the sentence will be his being banned from politics for 5 years. However, if he is disqualified from running in the next presidential elections, the opposition does have an alternative. The mayor of Ankara, Mansur Yavaş, who's a quieter, less charismatic person than İmamoğlu, but is widely respected for his business-like approach. He's more of an administrator than a politician. But opinion polls say Yavaş would beat Erdogan in a presidential race.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon. That was Turkey-based journalist Jasper Mortimer.